and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today my voice is back a little bit. I'm hoping it's better by 10:30 this morning. I'm supposed to be lecturing at Our Lady of Grace, sharing the Word of God with about 300 people. But nevertheless, Lord, we're under your will. We accomplish all things by calling on God first in salvation. Amen. Today our practice centers around the book of Psalms. We'll be in Psalm 40, chapter 40, verses 1 through 12. For the leader, a psalm of David, surely I wait for the Lord, who bends down to me and hears my cry, draws me up from the pit of destruction, out of the muddy clay, sets my feet upon rock, steadies my steps, and puts a new song in my mouth, a hymn to our God. Many shall look on in fear, and they shall trust in the Lord. Blessed the man who sets his security in the Lord, who turns not to the arrogant or to those who stray after falsehood. You, yes, you, O Lord, my God, have done many wondrous deeds, and in your plans for us there is none to equal you. Should I wish to declare or tell them, too many are they to recount. Sacrifice and offering you do not want. You opened my ears. Holocaust and sin offering you do not request. So I said, see, I come with an inscribed scroll written upon me. I delight to do your will. My God, your law is in my inner being. When I sing to your righteousness in a great assembly, see, I do not restrain my lips. As you, Lord, know, I do not conceal your righteousness within my heart. I speak of your loyalty and your salvation. I do not hide your mercy or faithfulness from a great assembly. So today, Psalm 40 is a profound declaration of faith and thanksgiving penned by King David. In this psalm, David expresses his deep reliance on God, recounting the transformative power of divine mercy in his life. He begins by affirming the importance of patiently waiting for the Lord, who ultimately lifted him from the depths of despair and placed his feet on solid ground. This imagery resonates with believers today, reminding us that God is always near, ready to rescue and renew those who earnestly seek him. David's story is not just one of personal salvation. It is a call to all of us to proclaim the goodness of the Lord. He emphasizes the importance of sharing the message of God's mercy with others, exclaiming that he does not withhold the good news of salvation. In verses 9 and 10, he declares, I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips. O Lord, you know this passionate statement compels us to recognize our role in bearing witness to the love and grace offered through Jesus Christ. One of the reasons why I'm a lector today is to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ through the Word of God to all believers. As believers, we are called to remember and share the mercy we have received. Just as David openly shared his testimony, we too must proclaim the transformative power of Jesus' salvation. Our lives should be a reflection of the hope we have found, encouraging others to experience the same redemption. By never hiding his mercy, we are fulfilling the great commission to share the gospel message, leading those in darkness to the light of Christ. Psalm 40 serves as a powerful reminder to celebrate and share the gifts of grace and salvation. Like David, let us boldly bear witness to the unwavering love of God, testifying to his unending mercy. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Today is Oliver's birthday. And we wish him a happy birthday today. Happy birthday, Oliver. We sent him some flowers yesterday. And we pray that he got them. We pray for those every day that we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. And we pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. And our prayers for our niece Brittany always continue each day. And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruzwig, and Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Feeling my voice is coming back a little bit, I praise the Lord for his healing of my throat. Amen. Today, our poem comes from Psalm 40. That's verses 1 through 18. Psalm 40 has 18 verses total. We've come up with a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanza poem. It's titled, "You Are My Help and Deliverer, My God." In the depths I cried, my heart laid bare, a voice in the silence, a whispering prayer. From muck and the mire, he lifted my soul. With hands of compassion, he made me whole. He set my feet on a pathway so bright. With a song in my heart, my spirit took flight. New melodies echo a chorus of grace. For countless around me, his love I embrace. With faith as my anchor, I stand firm and true. In valleys of shadows, his light breaks through. Though trials may rise like the waves of the sea, in the arms of my Savior, I am set free. I'll tell of his goodness, his mercy profound. In every hard journey, his presence surrounds. As whisper of doubts seek to cloud my horizon, the truth in his word keeps my spirit rising. The spirit, the poor and needy, he cares for with might. In the heart of the humble, his love shines bright. I'll walk in his justice, my hands open wide, reflecting his kindness, my faithful guide. For all the great wonders my God has bestowed, I'll share my salvation, his glory bestowed. With praises unending, my heart sings anew. In the depths of despair, he's faithful and eternally true. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is January 18th. What am I thinking? January 18th. And happy birthday, Oliver, today. Boy, do I wish I could give you a hug again. I pray for your well-being each and every day as I call on the Lord to protect you. May he give you grace and understanding and forgiveness in your heart from what has happened over these last few years. And may God give us understanding to overcome all of this nonsense. In Jesus' sweet name do we pray every day. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins, January 18th, 2026. And I'm recording this morning at 5:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. And don't forget, it's Sunday. Get out and see your teachers, your preachers, those men and women of God who share the word of God each and every day. And may you receive him in holy communion today as your body, blood, soul, and divinity. Amen. We look forward to that each and every day ourselves. And we close in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus. 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 God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.